If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Oh, 10:22, Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. The 95th birthday of the legendary Dick Van Dyke, who gave us Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Mary Poppins, and of course the legendary, talk about great old television shows, the Dick Van Dyke Show. Dick Van Dyke was in his hometown of Danville 4 years ago. He was being honored there by Danville High School, of which he is an alum, and I was invited to come down to interview him one-on-one, and he was sitting in a recreation of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car.
Oh, which how was, cool is that?
Which was extra cool. After the interview, in this car, he drove down the kind of the main street of Danville, standing in the car, dancing while the car is moving. So what would he have been 4 years ago, 91 years old, standing, dancing in the car? The Danville High School Choir was outside, and they were singing songs from his famous movies, and he stopped and was dancing and singing along with them. He's just an amazing, amazing guy.
He's truly scrumptious.
He is supercalifragilistic, as we all know. But in our one-on-one interview with him that hot summer day, that's the other thing. It was about 95 degrees outside that day. The man's outside. I'm like, can we take this man into some air conditioning? I'm schwitzing up a storm here.
And I'm not 95, 91.
Yeah, I'm ready to pass out. And he's much younger than
How does his hair look in person? He still has
fantastic.
A great, yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know what irks me? Being follically challenged. There was an episode of Dick Van Dyke.
You mean bald?
No, I was bald. But now I have a system.
Now you're follically challenged.
But there was an episode back in the 60s where they actually had the nerve to say that Rob was losing his hair.
Yeah.
And here he is, 95, and he still has these flowing locks. That's unbelievable.
He has a fantastic mop of hair. He sat in the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car.
Oh, that is so cool.
I was right next to him, and he talked about how his road to stardom came right through Chicago.
The hotel, I say, that didn't leave the call. They didn't call me, and I missed the audition.
You drove all the way down there. That you didn't get your wake-up call and missed it.
Yeah.
Ruined your life.
Yeah, I would have been an announcer up in
How about that?
The end of the woods.
How about that? So what does it mean to you to be back here in Danville again?
Oh, God, it's just great. You know, I have a foundation of scholarships for kids who have talent. You know, most of the high schools around the country are losing art, music, drama, all that money's gone. We're raising a generation of robots because I do support a lot out there, but here we're going to keep it going, and we're going to give scholarships to kids who've got talent, and there's a lot of them.
All through the Dick Van Dyke Foundation.
Through the Van Dyke Foundation, and that's my main reason to come here. They're refurbishing my childhood home, which I can't believe.
That's amazing.
When
you drive through town, does it look familiar to you? Does it look like a completely different place to you?
There are certain neighborhoods that are exactly the same. But a lot downtown areas, a lot of landmarks are gone that were there before. But I'll recognize my old high school here and the grade school. Everything's still there.
So what kind of a student was Dick Van Dyke here at good old Danville High?
I was a big man on campus. I was president of my class, vice president of dramatic club, and didn't do very well in my studies. Have time.
You're busy having fun.
Too social.
So you were involved in theatrical. You had the bug and kind of knew what you wanted to do even
back then. I did. Getting in show business was really over the rainbow. You never thought about it as a possibility. So I didn't really, but I was in all the shows. They wrote shows for teenagers back in those days. It were pretty all propaganda. Release on Liberty and boring. And the only musicals we got to do were operettas. Kids today get to do hit shows off Broadway.
They're doing Bye Bye Birdie and like.
I know. I've seen it a thousand times.
Yeah.
We did, you know, The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. So from when did you actually leave Danville?
1947.
47.
Me and my buddy Phil got in his old Chevy, drove all. We were going to do an act for a lark. It was going to be an experience, and then we were going to come home and do something serious. And one thing led to another. I never got home again.
Yeah, it got sidetracked away. You worked at a radio station here in Danville.
WDAN. Right. Everybody got drafted during the war, and I got the job at 17. Loved it. Just loved it.
Was that sort of what that great Dick Van Dyke Show episode was based, where you did the DJ marathon?
That's right. Based on Danville, yeah. I mentioned Danville a lot in my show.
Yeah, yeah.
I went to England to do Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and there was some question about my English accent, which is a big joke. And he said, oh, you can just talk in your regular accent, but don't say you're from Danville.
Talking about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, how about this?
Yeah, it's perfect. Is this everything amazing about it? Took him 4 years, and it's a beautiful thing.
How do you feel sitting in it, and what kind of memories does it bring back?
Oh, my God, great memories. Great memories. It was such fun shooting that movie. Oh, my God. But the kids, I need the kids in back.
Right. Right.
So you know, at one point, it rained so much in England, we weren't getting any shooting done. So we went to the south of France. We're driving through vineyards. Couldn't possibly be England. Nobody's ever brought that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Disney and Walt Disney Company really was such a big part of your early part of your movie career.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wasn't it?
I was a big fan from the time I was a kid. It was such a thrill to actually end up working with them.
From the cartoons, from Mickey Mouse?
And my favorite was Pinocchio.
Pinocchio was
and
your favorite.
And Hi, Diddly-Dee, and Actor's Life for Me. I said, that's what I want.
Wow, it was your theme song.
Yeah. You know, the refurbishing Walt's home, childhood home in Chicago.
Right.
We're going up.
Where you'll
later.
Be on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm so tickled about this. But the whole thing is raising money for the foundation. I saw a performance of Bye Bye Birdie here. Couldn't believe the talent of those kids. And they've got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Nowhere to train.
That's great that you're making that opportunity available to them and giving them, you know, the kind of opportunity, because things have changed so much, haven't they, with electronics and YouTube and things like that. There's no place to get actual practical experience in front of human beings.
Oh, we're out in Los Angeles, I don't think there's one high school that has an art program, a dramatic program, anything of the kind. Those things are all gone for lack of money. We're raising a generation of robots, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We've got to keep some culture going.
I wonder if you, reflect on what classics you've made. Not only Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but Mary Poppins is still one of the biggest shows on Broadway. When it's on television, everybody stops what they're doing. It's appointment television to watch you and Julie Andrews.
You know, it was one of the few, making a movie, you're not knowing, you know, how it's going. Is it any good? Every day we came in, we knew something very special was happening. There was just a magic about it. Every day when we came to work, we knew it was going to be something. It was a joy every minute.
Was it unlike any kind of other movie experience that you've done? Because for its day, the special effects were pretty amazing.
For their time?
Yeah.
I've often thought if computer graphics were around, Walt would be like a kid in a toy store. Wouldn't he have had... He missed all that.
Yeah. You must have been dancing and performing to what? I mean, with some of the scenes that you were doing that they later on put you in with the special effects, the penguins and so forth. What were you actually seeing during that?
Nothing. I was with the animators. And fortunately, I love mime anyway.
Right.
They would tell me where they are, how tall they were, what moves to make. And I finally saw a penciled-in animation. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. It turned out so good.
More with our interview with Dick Van Dyke from 2016, which he talks more about the Dick Van Dyke Show and sings the lyrics to the famous Dick Van Dyke Show theme. We'll get to all that coming up after a check of WGN News.
Chim, chiminy, chim, chiminy, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
10:38, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. Good to be back. Thank you again for all of the well wishes that you've been emailing, texting, putting on social media since my COVID-19 positive test result. Feeling much better. Glad to be back. Thanks again, Elton Jim Toronto, filled in for me last week. Appreciate that. We're celebrating Dick Van Dyke's 95th birthday today. Jim, wouldn't that be something if years from now we're sitting here celebrating celebrating your 95th birthday?
Well, I'm planning on being here, and hopefully you will too.
After all those decades still arguing over whether it's a brooch or a festive holiday pin.
Well, Dean, it's really a festive pin. Dean.
Yeah, we won't even remember, and you will have pinned it on your skin.
Well, I do have it on my coat.
Of course you do.
It is there. It is there. Full bloom.
I don't think anyone had any question that it would be out
and
there.
And of course, it is not a brooch.
Hey, you know what? We're also celebrating the anniversary. I was just reminded by producer Ryan that it was a year ago that I did my one-on-one interview with Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins.
I remember. So now you've got
Chicago Theater.
So you've done Bert and
Mary. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she did her one-woman show on stage at the Chicago Theater, and they invited me to do the Q&A with her. And that was also when I was going to buy – I went to the store to actually buy her book so I could read it before we did the interview. And I was crossing Michigan Avenue. I tripped in a pothole. Fell smack down on my face. My face looked like somebody beat the living snot out of me with abrasions, and I was lucky I didn't get a concussion, but I did fracture my wrist with that. And really, that was the beginning of what has been a fantastic year.
The last 12 months have certainly been a test, haven't they?
For everybody, really. The last 12 months have been amazing, but yeah, that was the beginning of my last 12 months. Really, really sucking.
And that was totally, I mean, that you were just walking, minding your own business. No one bumped you.
Crossing the street.
Just crossing the street.
And I did not see, they were fixing the street, and I didn't see the pothole, and I fell. But anyway, that's the anniversary of that. Maybe one of the best interviews that I've ever conducted, thanks to her. She was amazing. And 4 years ago, we went down to Danville, Illinois, and talked with Dick Van Dyke, celebrating his 95th birthday today. And this was just a couple of weeks before the new version of Mary Poppins with Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda was about to come out.
And he's in that too, isn't he? I think he has a cameo.
He does have a brief scene in the movie. Yeah. Let's listen to the interview.
You heard the news that they're going to do a sequel to this, to Mary Poppins now, right?
You know, I don't know about that.
A little iffy about
no Walls, no Sherman Brothers to write the... your sequels have a way of not being... I said, tell them Bert's dead.
is that why they cast Lin-Manuel Miranda? He's a street lamp lighter. He's not a chimney sweep.
Oh, is that what he is?
Maybe that's why they did that. They didn't want to.
Is it going to be a musical?
I think that's what I heard.
I wonder.
Lin-Manuel and Emily Blunt is going to take Mary.
You can't match the Sherman Brothers. Every song they wrote was a one you'll remember.
Yeah, and I don't think you can match Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke either for the magic and. What made that so magical?
I've had all my leading ladies, I've lucked out. Wonderful. Mary Tyler Moore and Julie Andrews. Everybody's just been a doll. I've never had to put up with one of those divas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think nice people beget nice people.
I hope you're right.
I think that's in my pleasure to have interviewed you on my radio show a couple of times. You've always been so nice, and
we've done before.
I mean, you've been interviewed a million times by people. I don't expect you to remember, but we've a couple of times that you've been in Chicago. We've had you at WGN. And you've done some stuff.
I think late, but
that's I never expect anybody to remember after as many interviews as you must have done through the years, and as many times as you must have talked about the classic Dick Van Dyke show, but it's still amazing to me how it holds up and how timeless it is.
Yep, Carl Reiner, just brilliant. You know, at the very outset, he said, I don't care how silly you get, as long as it's credible, as long as there's a reason that happened. You know, I don't want any funny stuff for no reason. So we kept it credible, kept everybody believable. And of course, the greatest cast that was ever put together. It was part of Maury Amson used to say, it's like going to a party every morning.
Yeah.
We rewrote all week, did a lot of improv, and it was just, I'd still be doing it if they let me.
Yeah.
I miss it.
You wanted to continue, didn't you?
Oh, I never wanted to stop.
You didn't want to stop. It's CBS that wanted to stop.
Well,
and then they tried to blame it on you, didn't they?
That's what I read.
That's what I read in your book. They're trying to blame it on you, and you didn't want to stop.
No, Carl said at the beginning, 5 years would be it. He felt that you got repetitive after that. But look at shows that ran 11 years. And we could have gone on. The first year, he wrote all 39 episodes by himself.
Wow.
Incredible. He's still, you know, he's 93 now, still got all his marbles, and is still writing.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. I don't know.
Oh, do you?
Are you on? Are you on social media?
Oh, sure.
At all? Because I see the things that I think are you, but I follow Carl religiously.
Oh yeah, he spends a lot.
Because
of time.
He you know puts on such great things and interesting things.
He was like
things.
A father to me. He was my mentor.
Yeah. Have you ever had that kind of chemistry again with a cast, with a group of people? That seems like lightning in a bottle. That
it was. We were like an improv group. Somebody could give us a subject and we could do it without a script. It was just one of those great moments when everything was fun to do. The most creative 5 years of my life.
I love, we have shown on our morning TV show on WGN videos of you and your wife. And it was a bluegrass band. I don't recall the name of the band. But
oh, the Dustbin Revival.
We've had them on the show.
The Dustbin Revival. Aren't they great?
We've had them. They're so fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything that we like more than watching you dancing around.
They came out to the house.
They came out to your house, and you were dancing. You still have your moves. You haven't slowed down a bit, it doesn't seem like.
Fred Astaire, when he was in his 80s, I said, can you still dance? He said, yeah, but it hurts now.
Yeah.
I said, I know what you mean.
Is that what your experience? but you really seem to love it and enjoy keeping very active. We see you in videos with these flash mobs where you've done Let's Go Fly a Kite and some of the outdoor things. You really still seem to love it.
I have a quartet. Three guys half my age, and we do all the things from, you know, pop and everything. But we dance and everything. We're going to appear at the Tivoli in Chicago.
In Downers Grove.
When we're there. Right. I can't wait to, we're going to sing the Danville High School fight song. They don't think we know it. We're going to do it.
Can you give us a little preview of that right now?
There's a fight, Danville, fight for Danville High, spread fame and honor far and near. Fight, fight, cheer with all your might, cheer the team without a fight, without a might. So fight for the old Marine and white. We're always loyal to you. Fight, fight, cheer with all you might. To HSBA, ever true. I'm going to sing that one with the quartet.
That's fantastic.
And we'll get everybody to join
in. Fantastic.
I want to surprise them with that one.
I'm just going to ask you one more thing. What you think of comedy today? So many, I interview so many people who say how much they have patterned their careers after you. They look to you. They have tried to, you know, base their careers on you. You've been a big inspiration, too.
Man, I stole from Stan Laurel and Buster Keaton. I'm just passing it on.
Passing it on. What do you think of comedy today and, you know, like some of the people who are carrying the torch today?
Much.
You're not.
I don't get it. You know, I don't say it's not funny. I don't get it. There's so much canned laughter. I hear canned laughter from our old show that they sold. honest to God.
Wow.
They're only 20 minutes long now. They used to be 28 minutes.
Yeah.
So they have to get the story told. But nothing disturbs me like seeing somebody trying too hard to be funny. Do you know who Paul Dooley is?
I don't.
The character actor? He was in a million movies.
Yeah.
One of those people who does effortless comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He just did a one-man show, which I went to see. Wonderful. He's probably 85, but one of the real masters of comedy. You don't catch him at it, you know.
Yeah. Is there anybody that you like right now? Anybody that I've interviewed the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond many times.
And yeah,
Phil Rosenthal,
the tall guy is
Brad Garrett.
Good stand-up.
You like?
And of course, so is Raymond.
Yeah,
so is Raymond.
But they based Phil Rosenthal, the producer of that show, has told me, they completely based everything on that show on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
No kidding.
Real situations, real things that the writers would bring in, that the producers would bring in. That there were episodes where things that were happening in their own lives. It sounds
That's
like what you guys did.
An awful lot of our shows were based on things that happened to it.
Yeah.
I miss it. But I've done a couple of guest shot on sitcoms, and they're just deadly. Everybody just sits around waiting for the next shot. I mean, it was a party. We clowned forever.
Yeah.
We always came up with more material than we could use.
Right.
Somebody has a book called SOS, Some Other Show, of all the ideas we had that we never used.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I can still watch it, and I think everybody feels the same way. You know, can still watch it, even though we've seen them 1,000 times, and laugh our heads off.
Isn't that great?
Because of what you guys created. You still remember the words of the theme song, don't you? We know the instrumental.
Lord Damson never wrote them.
Yeah?
He never published them. As far as I know, he never licensed them. But I have the quartet singing, just because it's cute.
Could I get just a little preview?
I'm a little hoarse this morning. Said, so you think that you got trouble? Well, trouble's a bubble. So tell old Mr. Trouble to get lost. Why not hold your head up high and stop crying, start trying, and don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. When you find the joy of living is loving and giving, you'll be there when the winning dice are tossed. A smile is just a frown that's turned upside down. So smile on that frown or defrost, and don't forget to keep your fingers crossed. I don't fall down anymore.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
So much.
Thank you.
You are just the greatest.
The greatest indeed. From 4 years ago, summertime 4 years ago, the great Dick Van Dyke celebrating his 95th birthday today.